Yeah, that is right. This is the original Mormon News Podcast, everybody. It's This Week in Mormons. The Week in Mormons. Lots of talking, but this never ever gets boring.
Why Mormons for Mormons?
This never ever gets boring. Rounding up the humorous stuff in the news, something, 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 which one will you choose? But then my favorite
part. This Week in Mormons.
This Week in Mormons, you get Joseph Smith style. I like that one. That's like a thing. Let's get Joseph Smith style.
I think you can actually order that at Cafe Rio. They have smothered style.
See, I thought that was part of In-N-Out's secret menu.
Oh, yeah. Animal style, yeah, Joseph Smith style. So Joseph Smith style is where they put the French fries on the burger.
I had a better joke, but it's almost sacrilegious, so I shouldn't use it.
What is yours?
You put the burger up to your face and receive inspiration.
What?
That's a Searstone joke.
No, you would just look into the burger. You'd put the burger in a hat and look.
You put
into
the burger in the hat, or maybe you open up the burger on the patties.
Put the burger up to your face. What is he answering a telephone of meat?
It's like in Juno, the hamburger phone.
No, Jeff. I'm sorry, everybody. I'm sorry you have to be here with Jeff today. I'm Al, and I'm excited to take you on a journey
of self-discovery,
Mormondom.
Oh, okay.
How is your life, Jeff? How are you?
My life is...
You're still a father, I presume?
Yeah. I'm still a father. Here's the thing. I love being a dad, but there's more to me than being a father. It's all people ask me about. They just say, how's your son?
That's how I introduce you. I say, I'm actually very interesting, and this is Jeff. He has a baby.
Yeah. But you know what? I did think you'd be proud. I went to a Nats game last week, okay? It was great.
Did you take the child, or did you go alone where you could like be a man and do manly things?
No, I took the child to show him how to engage in manly pursuits.
I assume you took like some sort of ear protection.
Absolutely,
for him.
I did. Sporting events are very loud for children; they have a fragile. Thin
I assume
skull.
You sat far away from the field so that you could protect him from flying bats and balls and the like.
Bats were not. We were in foul ball territory. None of them came our way, but we were in.
Were
range.
You on the upper deck or the lower deck?
I was on the middle deck.
Yeah, you definitely sat as far away as you could.
I did not sit as far away as I could. I sat
Jeff,
where I was sitting.
You are full of shame and regret.
You're very mean to me. I just had an enjoyable time at a baseball game with my
How
wife
was the Nats game?
Son.
Was it good? Did you like it?
Yeah. Little guy got to see a grand slam. Who doesn't love seeing that? He cheered. And we only got a couple of glares our way. Most of the people in the area were enamored with our child. They thought it was Jesus.
Why would they glare at you?
I think there's some people who thought he was like too young to be at a baseball game. But look, he's a little kid. He was acting fine. We had ear protection on him, which made him look awesome, by the way, because it like tripled the size of his head. And so he was fine. He was protected from all the sound, and he just hung out. He was a good
kid. That's all you need. That is all you need. People, mind your business. You know, mind your business.
Yeah, because other than that, he was a cute little boy having a good time, and it was absolutely
moderately cute.
It was also the boy's first Sunday at church, finally. So that
hello,
that was an exciting endeavor. Never know how that's going to go. But
wait, did you bless the child? Did I miss this?
Yeah, because you'd miss that. Come on, son. Come on. No, the rule doesn't say the first Sunday he shows up, you bless him. But it was good. You know, you're always worried. You don't know how it's going to be, but he was fine. So we had a good Sunday with him at church, and I was glad to have
now,
him.
Now we were discussing this earlier. Will you be blessing him? Will you be blessing him next week?
No, I'll be blessing him when you move to Washington D.C.
Because you asked if you could do it. What was it? Privately, like in your own home. Is that a thing that is done?
People do that. Yeah, it happens.
I never heard of this. It caused me to pause. I'd never heard of anybody blessing a baby.
I've seen it happen before. I've taken part in them. Sometimes it depends on the circumstance and this and that. And I was curious about it, having heard about this happening. So I ran it upstairs. I asked my bishop about it. I've got a couple friends who are bishops. And I just asked for their points of view. And all of them said, yeah, this happens. This is a thing that people do.
Huh.
Yeah.
I thought you had to present the baby like Lion King at the end of it, and that was part of the ordinance.
Well, I believe, exactly, which I and part of me does look forward to being in church and just hoisting him up like that afterwards. Right?
Yeah.
Well, I think part of it is when you interpret Doctrine and Covenants, like it says, you know, the children should be brought before the elders of the church to be named and blessed. That's the language that's used. And so by that logic, it seems that, you know, brought to the elders of the church, presumably in this case meaning the bishopric or whatever, you know, the elders within the temple, whatever it might be, and blessed accordingly. But the elders of the church can also be anybody who's a Melchizedek priesthood holder. That's an elder in the church.
Sure.
So I don't know. It's an interesting thing. It's just something.
Sure.
I,
he found the loophole. He found it.
It's something I'd heard about, and it was interesting. And so I remember I pinged you about it because it was of interesting note to
Yeah, I,
to assess.
It was the first time I'd heard about it, but it was, I was excited.
You should be very, very excited. So I don't know. What
is this thing?
We're in baby blessing season. I don't have that ironed out yet when any of that's going to go down or whatever.
Everyone's invited, though. Please, Twim Nation.
Please. We will have a we'll have a live Google Hangout going for it.
Yep. I'll Periscope the whole thing.
Hangout on air. It's going to be very, very exciting.
No, I'll Periscope. It'll be live. Periscope or Meerkat. We'll run them both. I'll use Jeff's phone and mine and take you right up into the circle. You're not going to get better seats being at the live event. You just stay home and watch it on the Periscope.
We will also set up cameras in a few areas. One right above, so we get a nice top.
I have a vision. Three cameras. There's three cameras. One in the balcony.
Yes.
One in the middle. Yeah. No, absolutely.
I can go for all of these. So that's how I've been doing. And also, Google has a new logo. Big news out of there. Very exciting.
The Goog does? It changed to color, didn't it?
No, it didn't change color. Did you see they actually changed their typeface for the first time since 1999?
Whoa, why?
It's a new era. I think Alphabet officially got organized today, so I think they've just kind of changed everything.
I bet they went to Gotham. Everybody's using Gotham now. It's so cliche.
Well, go look in your Gmail, dude. It probably shows the Google logo in the new...
I'm not opening my Gmail. All
right.
I'm
looking at my Gmail right now.
Oh, boy. Right, okay.
There. Or go to this website called Google.
Oh, gross. Oh, boy. That's more... It's more Sesame Street-ish, so good for them.
Al does not like it. Anyway.
Yeah.
How's your life there, chum?
It's the worst.
Okay, cool.
I've been so busy... I decided to make my own blue planner from the mission days. I'm a Google Calendar man, but I needed something physical that I could put on my desk and look at. And so I looked everywhere.
If I may interject.
We should. No, you can't. Overruled. Overruled.
Up. The wand is out. Interjectonum.
All right. But I made it. We should host this on This Week in Mormons. Because I looked everywhere for a template. Because I needed one, so I went on Amazon and ordered the hard cardstock with the scoring, so I could fold them.
Oh.
And got them printed. I will produce my own blue planners because I love them, and it was the most organized I've ever been. And then you know what I started doing? I set the alarm, Jeff. I've been waking up at 6:30 in the morning, getting my reading in, getting some study. I mean, this
when
is
when do
up
you usually
nine...
get up? You used to complain to me all the time that you get up at that early. Are you just lying to me?
Well, no. Now I go to sleep often at about that time. No, I go to sleep probably like 3 or 4, and then I'd wake up like 8-ish, and now I'm going to I'm trying to wake up at 6:30, and it's pushing my sleep time back to like 1.
Oh my goodness.
And it's taking me for a ride. I've never been this tired in my life. Dude. I don't do well with alarms, but I'm getting a lot more scripture.
Pretty
study
soon. We are going to be so close on our schedules. We can both look out of our windows and sing somewhere out there together. And we will both be looking up at the same bright sky.
In the midst of this, Jeff, I've realized that by setting the alarm, you know what's easier for me? Morning prayer. It just happens.
Oh.
It happens because I kick back into this schedule thing. And I realize that a lot of prayer is just buying time while you don't want to wake up. And so I'm like, that's a lot of
are these more like your morning mission prayers when you wake up and then kneel down and kind of tuck in while you're on your mattress?
That's right.
Face down.
You say, all right, Lord, you and I got to have a chat.
And you're half asleep the entire
to get
time.
Up.
Yeah, I've
yep,
been there.
Absolutely. So that happened. Also today, I don't know if this is legal, but we took over a bakery here in town, and we are getting ready to sell out of it. And one of the things we're having to do is – like, we're going to sell coffee. I don't know if this is legal.
Oh, interesting.
Can you have a bakery and sell coffee as more? Like, I feel like you... Well, obviously you can. I'm doing it. But like, my uncle owned a grocery store and sold cigarettes, and I was always curious about this. Sort of like, you know, beer and that sort of thing.
Yeah, or if you own a convenience store and you sell cigarettes and beer or whatever.
But I'll have you know that coffee smells amazing. And I've never enjoyed the smells of something that I do not taste so much outside of maybe a lavender flower as I have in these last couple of days.
Okay.
Dude, so I'm learning. I'm going to be a barista. I got to learn how to do this. I'm doing the latte stuff. I got like I don't
this?
Even know these terms. I'm like putting chocolate syrup in coffee to make some mocha.
Well, you need to get in touch with our social media guy, Joe. Joe used to work at Starbucks. He can barista you. He'll give you lessons. Joe.
Did he?
Yeah, Joe, help out Al. Joe knows all his stuff about that. Joe.
Oh, my gosh. I'll fly him out here to come and work for a couple of weeks while he gets started.
You hear that, Joe? You hear that?
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay.
So anyway, yeah, that's been my
get back to work, Joe.
Is this partying with the coffee smells?
Well, I'm excited for your.
I'm doing a very. It's so bizarre to like be cooking something and you're like, hey, how's that? And they're like, oh, it's got notes of dark and notes of light and wonderfulness and particles and blah 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 blah. And I'm like, okay, good. Okay. I can't taste it. I'm just going with it.
What you need to do is then put some pass along cards at the register as well.
or I just my latte art is all like LDS themed. I'm like, that is a Deseret.
And then we come full circle with the coffee shop in Taylorsville that got sued by the church for using the Angel yes. Moroni in their logo. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Drawn Angel Moroni in the latte milk.
I could get
stuff.
Behind this. I just feel like it would balance it out. You know, it's almost like indulgences. Like here you are sinning selling coffee, but then you're going to offset that by giving out those pass along cards.
Absolutely. I'll do it. And don't think I won't.
Or set up like an iPad and have like some kind of streaming Mormon channel type thing. Or put overhead music from the Mormon channel. Or the Motab streaming app. Have you used the Motab streaming app? I should write a review of it.
No, and I never would.
It's not that good. It's disappointing.
Yeah, of course not.
The metadata is weak if you're streaming it via Bluetooth as far as getting anything. Like, nothing shows up. It doesn't know how to skip tracks ever. It just keeps playing and never changes anything. It's got a weird interface. No lock screen controls. There's a lot of things they should be doing on this in, you know, Web 2.0 2015 design of stuff. But what do I know? I'm not a designer. I am not a designer. I am an anal writer, as we established earlier today.
We haven't established that yet.
Did we say that on the air? I don't remember.
Yeah.
We've got an interview coming up later in the show.
In which Jeff refers to himself as an anal writer. Look forward to that, people. Look forward
it's
to
very
that.
Tobias Funke of me, isn't
it? I am the world's first analyst slash therapist or analrapist.
Yes, thank you. And now I have to put the mature subject matter disclaimer on this.
It's
episode.
Explicit.
Thank
absolutely.
You.
So we're going to run through a few Mormon things for you.
Yeah, sure.
The big one, obviously the big one is, I don't have a big one. Let's see.
The big one is the church is sticking with Boy Scouts of America.
The big one is Elder Uchtdorf dedicated a new part of the PCC. Why is the German going to the PCC, you ask? Because Germany is part of the focus area for the BYU Hawaii.
Is that true?
It is.
I mean, focus area, like they're trying to get Germans to go there or what?
They do, yeah. Europe is part of that recruiting area.
Now, by the way, the PCC for the uninitiated is the Polynesian Cultural Center, in case you didn't know. So tell us, what is this thing?
Well, I'm not 100% sure. It's like I think I posted on pranking because the link is wrong. Yeah, but
yeah, the link is wrong.
If I remember correctly, he did some stuff and he was at some place and here it is.
Sorry, take me there, Al. I want to go to there.
Oh, yeah. So he just dedicated the marketplace. Of course, they'd get the. German guy.
But the marketplace is a recreation of a marketplace?
No, they have this little area where there's shops. This is dumb.
Hold on, but I don't think it's actually just shops.
It is. It's the marketplace. It's out in the front of PCC. They've been working on it for a while.
Isn't it supposed to be a recreation, though, of a Hawaiian market in the 50s?
Yeah, it's definitely not. No Hawaiian market looks like that. Outside of maybe the swap shop sort of, or the swap meet out in front of the Aloha stadium. That's it. Don't go there, people. I'm ashamed that Uchtdorf would take part in this obviously capitalist play.
Oh, speaking of capitalists, did you see, though, that as well Marriott built a new hotel on church property? What do you think of that?
I like it.
That's interesting.
That's a smart move. The church is prone to making money on their land. It's very smart.
They like doing it. I think, as far as I know, this might be the first time that Marriott's built something on church property. Interesting intertwining of the two.
If we get a Costco there because of old what's his name? Hassad King that builds all the Costcos. You know that somebody's pulling some strings somewhere.
A Costco in Laie?
On church property, because Mr. King is Mormon and he loves the business people.
Okay, that sounds delightful, Al.
Yeah, it's a real thing.
Maybe he'll get an IKEA someday as well.
He's not Mormon, Jeff.
Is that just because they're Scandinavian, so you think they are godless?
Well, it's actually accurate.
Okay.
Bless their hearts.
In my news, okay, the church, actually, I was surprised by this, is not going to sever its relationship with Boy Scouts of America. We've talked about this a lot over the past couple of months. I think a lot of us thought that they would sever their relationship with Boy Scouts. This seemed to be the way things were headed, but they released a statement and just said, nope, we're good with it. We're going to stick around for a while because they've assured us. Basically, they seem to say after many, many, many assurances, the church as a charter organization can do what it wants and not have gay leadership within scouting.
I feel as though this is the church saying, okay, now that we actually read the stuff and fire that intern, we're going to issue a statement. Because this is what the initial reaction should have been.
I know. I agree with you on that front. I know they say no one's going rogue. No one's doing things randomly. I know. I like your belief in the intern getting fired. But it did seem so knee-jerk. Because if you'd read the charter thing, it says in the announcement right there, chartered organizations will continue to select their leaders, and religious chartered organizations may continue to use religious beliefs as criteria for selecting adult leaders, including matters of sexuality. That was there, clear as crystal, in the initial thing that they announced. So I still struggle to understand what we were freaking out about. And we mm-hmm. But we needed some kind of reassurance, and now they're going to stick with it. Though one thing is, the last paragraph in the church's statement, they did say that they have equal concern for the substantial number of youth who live outside the U.S. and Canada, and the church will continue to evaluate and refine program options that better meet its global needs. So that seems to be the exit strategy clause right there, if needs be at some point.
They did it.
So I guess there we go. So some people were – I actually talked to a lot of people who were excited at the prospect of church ditching scouting. It's very interesting. Across the board, too. Liberal members, more conservative members. People have very interesting views on that.
Huh.
So.
Well, In other great news, well, actually, on the BYU thing, I'm curious to see where this ends up, because I agree with you. I think we're on a trend where more and more they're going to be evaluating alternatives, and I would expect that this will be like sort of a preemptive play soon, where they'll
BYU. You mean BSA?
The BSA, yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Pardon me. In other news, Tinder. Released a report where they showed the most swiped universities for guys and girls.
Ah, Fullerton College, my alma mater.
So if you are a guy, the number one place to be where the women are most actively swiping.
Ozark State.
Georgetown University.
Well,
number two place, BYU. The women are exceptionally interested in what Tinder has to offer at BYU. Number two in the nation, people.
Cougars number for a cougar. In... For a cougar, right?
That's actually good. I like that. If you are a woman, the most sought after place is Florida State University. Those perverts. That's the difference between those two.
Everyone knows Gainesville is the worst city.
BYU, you look at it and you say, oh, yeah, yeah, no. I mean, way to go, women. Way to seek after men. It's very nice of you. It feels nice to be appreciated. You go to FSU and you say, you bunch of perverts. How dare you? How dare you? Anyway, that's a real thing. BYU didn't even make the list.
For women.
It tells me that there are a lot of disinterested men.
It turns out that men like BYU. Cleavage. And they like it to be exposed. This is what it turns, especially on Tinder. That's my guess. Now, these are the world standards.
Jeff, I'm sure all the women at BYU just wear those single strap backpacks that accentuate.
That cut across.
They know what they're doing.
Wildly inappropriate. They draw attention to the life-giving glands.
I'm confident that snippet right there will haunt me if I ever run for president. It'll be like, they know what they're doing. Woo!
You think that's the one that's going to run me haunt you when you run for president? I have binders full of statements.
Binders. Hey, so what do you think? Have you seen this commentary on Mitt Romney? The RNC is hoping that Mitt Romney will toss in his hat.
Oh my gosh!
Everybody else sort of peters out and they all fight amongst themselves and take each other out. At this point, would he take the nomination? Have you seen this article floating around?
I have not seen this actually. I've not been up on this. But you're telling me about it. I feel like I'm getting the gist.
What would your thoughts be? Is that, would there ever be a play here for Mitt Romney?
I don't know. No, just be done with it. Move on. Let it go.
Jeff,
let it go.
No, this is a real thing. Will he jump in? They want to know. The donors are calling for it because they're saying there's no one in the field as good as you, Mitchell. No one.
There have been people sort of drafted, so to speak, in the past. It takes a lot, though, to do that. I feel like when someone like, say, Reagan, for example, was really approached and pressured by a lot of people to run for president again, because he originally ran, he ran before and lost. And but he came back, they pressured him to run, he was sort of drafted into that for some reason, and he went along with it. But that was a big groundswell of movement, because Republicans loved Reagan. And in case you didn't notice, Republicans still very much love Ronald Reagan. They all wish they were Ronald Reagan, and that Ronald Reagan still existed to, sell arms to the Contra, for example. Will Mitt Romney jump in? I do not know.
He said he would not jump in so long as Jeb Bush is there because their platforms so closely align.
Yeah,
there's the Donald Trump angle. I think the Republicans are scared of Donald Trump at this point.
Sure,
they don't know what to do with him, and they would like another candidate to bless
That's fair, because I think they've shown that Jeb hasn't really ignited passions among anybody. Jeb's kind of been a big shrug of a campaign so far. Trump continues to be Teflon for some reason. He just doubles down on everything he says that's offensive, and it appears that Americans enjoy that. The Americans, this is Howard Stern's America, everybody.
Howard Stern's America. It's kind of genius. He's like, yeah, I said that, and screw you. And you're like, he made fun of me. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, his policy positions, whatever they may be, are a different discussion. But when you have a guy who speaks his mind, doesn't care, for many people that is very refreshing in politics, where it's always the same canned, market-researched messaging. Instead, you've got a guy who just shoots from the hip and doesn't care.
I can't imagine Mitt faring well against that. Like, if the nation is looking for somebody of that genre, or maybe it could, if they asked him to come in and he could just come in and be himself. His politics are surprisingly engaging. If he ever got the chance to just talk about his politics and say, screw it, I'm not going to play these other games. It might be an interesting race. Who knows?
It might be. Well, that's exciting. So thank you for that beautiful diversion.
Just curious.
Just like the movie Divergent.
Yeah, Divergent. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Another cool thing that happened over this past week, I was glad to get tipped off to this by some of the people at BonCom. So Mormon Channel is releasing now that we're into September, a 12 Steps to Change video series. So 12 episodes all about addiction recovery. Each episode will focus on a different individual on one of the 12 steps of recovery from addiction. We've posted the trailer on our website, and now I assume the first video has been posted. They intend to post one every day for the first 12 days of September. And it's pretty cool. I think this is a really neat endeavor and undertaking that they're going after. I mean, addiction recovery is a serious thing, whatever kind of addiction that may be. And, there's help. We have these programs in the church, and a lot of people don't realize that we have help groups and recovery groups. And it's very similar to what you'd see elsewhere with, AA and stuff like that. We have programs that can help you if you have issues and can't kick something on your own, or even on your own and working with the bishop and the Lord. You can take that extra step.
I believe you.
Be with people who are going to hopefully help you get there. So I'm very curious to see where this goes, but it seems like a compelling video series, because you're talking about guys who are like standing bishops and couldn't get over addictions to like pornography and like left their families and all this stuff, but they've turned it around. It's pretty interesting stuff. So a little plug for that. Check that out. I need to go watch the first episode, see what's doing with that, but I think it's a good thing.
Okay, so some of the other stuff we got, the Saturday's Warrior cast, the new Saturday's Warrior that's happening, has been announced.
And
they're doing a Nutty Professor Eddie Murphy style play on it, where Alex Boyer plays all the parts. And it's actually going to be really exciting. He's very clever take on Saturday's Warrior. So looking forward to that. Alex Boyer is actually in this as the spiritual guide, which is going to be very exciting.
How do we get in this? Look, hey, I know for a fact that Julie D'Azevedo has listened to our show. Julie, talk to your father.
Talk to your father.
Julie,
do we know any of these other people? I don't know any of them.
Of course not. They picked them off of a line at Macy's on Bulldog. They don't. Who are these people?
They were like, hey, put that Crunch Bar down.
Everyone was out at Jordan Commons marveling at the wonder that is West Jordan and said, you, sir, I want to take you,
sir,
to a movie set. I am thrilled.
I want to take you to a Saturday's Warrior.
Interesting.
Anyway,
of course, you forget. Excited. I've never seen Saturday's Warrior, and I have no knowledge base to.
Dude, you have to watch it on.
Well, we're supposed to watch the show and like live tweet it or do a riff track type thing or something while we're talking about it. That's what we're supposed to be doing.
I respect that.
The people want it, Al. They want it.
We will give them the thing that they want.
Okay.
Also, there was a BYU video. Did you see that? Everybody's been loving BYU. Good for them. Way to go. Exciting.
I'm sorry. What is this BYU video of which you speak?
It's just some video promo for BYU. And then in it, apparently they're using the 360, the YouTube, whatever. You can move spin on an axis and no one cares. It's BYU.
Okay. All right. Well, all right.
Do you have any last ones, Jeff? What else is great?
Well, these aren't last ones. We're going to go talk to our guest James right now. Bring him on.
Okay. Yeah. We can do that. All right, let's go get Jimmy the Rapist.
Let's see if he's here.
Cool.
All right, so moving on to our next order of business. We are very, very excited to welcome with us. James, I don't know how to say your last name. Is it Curran? What?
It's Curran, actually. But if you were...
Curran.
I served Russian speaking, so Curran, they would call me Krishna Curran. But yeah, okay. It's Curran in English. It's Irish.
James Curran. You might know him better.
We just went through four languages there to get to the proper pronunciation.
It is the Russian pronunciation of a Gaelic last name.
He speaks French in Russian. He is the most interesting man in the world.
I actually have a theory that I'm the most unique person on Earth.
I think everybody has that theory. I think we're absolutely right.
But...
Okay, yeah. The grammarian in me doesn't want to respond to that statement. I'm just going to let it slide. You can't modify the word unique, but whatever, it's fine. I like it. I do anal writing for a living, James, so anyway.
That anal is, writing?
That does,
the
that
best
does
way
make
to describe
sense.
What
most
I do
unique.
Is being really yeah. anal about
it. I like that you just correct the usage of a word, and then you follow that up with, I'm an anal writer. That exactly checks out.
So anyway, James Curran, you might know him better as James the Mormon. Some of you listening probably remember a video we shared a few weeks ago from his YouTube channel with his song Restoration and a video that he shot in front of the Provo Temple. And we thought it was pretty, pretty sweet. And so James even contacted us and we've been chit-chatting and said, dude, let's come on the show. Let's do this. Let's talk about being rippity-rap-tastic.
Interesting and unique together. Yeah, I noticed, James. I mean, the real question I have is, did any of the shots that were taken in that music video go in? The camera never followed those basketball shots into completion, and I'm just curious.
Wait, did it never? I can't even remember. And no. You know what? I was actually present for those shots.
You were?
I don't think I was present for the shots. No.
Oh, yeah.
I
no,
think
I mean,
was
if
changing,
you were, they would have gotten in, obviously.
I was changing into the missionary attire, and I think my camera guy was filming the shots. Well, so I don't know if they made it, but I have it on good. I mean, the follow through was nice. So I mean, I
looked good. The finger roll, absolutely. Yeah. So that was Pistol Pete style control on that ball. And these are the hard hitting issues that we
this
are.
This is really what's important, actually.
Yeah. No. So. we're curious, like what brought this about? What gave you the desire to fall into the world of Mormon music? And as an aside,
am I in that world? Is that who I am?
You're now. I mean, you are pretty much Hailstorm Media, but for
you're a step away from the film The Home Teachers. That's what's happening.
Wait, were one of you in that movie?
I wish I would have
been in the RM.
And still,
you were in the RM?
That out there.
No, I wish.
No.
Oh.
If anyone can get us into the Saturday's Warrior feature film remake, we're really plugging that hard. We want to be in that. So, James, if you know anybody.
Just need a cameo. We want to be making the drinks that pulls Jimmy away from his family and friends.
So, what was I trying to say? So
James is not impressed, Al. James is not.
Sorry, my, you were going to tell us, you're gonna tell us what brought you into this world.
Yeah. Okay, so, okay, I don't know where to start, but basically, I don't know. I'm not setting out to be like a Mormon musician. I mean, if you look at all my, I made Restoration, and I made one song called New Soul. I don't know if you guys saw it, where I, like, last Christmas I passed out pizza to the homeless, and it had like a religious connotation to it. But the rest of my music is really just like clean rap, which actually makes like, it's just, there's no point to it or like agenda, if that makes so. But about 4 months ago, I felt this like overwhelming urge, not really urge, but like prompting, you know, to, hey, you need to make, not necessarily about the restoration, but you need to make a CD about the gospel. And, no, I'm not going to do that, because that stuff, I don't like, no one's going like,
to. Promptings are for sissies.
Yeah, I'm not going to listen to those. Not necessarily like it's dumb. Just like I was just like hesitating. I was like, people are not going to respond to rap about gospel topics. You know, that was my response to the prompting. And then, you know how promptings go. You know, they get stronger, they get stronger. And it got to the point where, you know, all of these things started to fall into place. And I just, it was like clear as day that I had to do this, you know, that I, or this is what right. was expected of me. The story actually, I don't know if I'm making any sense, but what happened was I found a beat from a friend who made it. And I was like, this is the beat that I'm going to write about the restoration. And, the day that I decided, because I really wanted to do it right, and I wanted it to be like, I wanted heaven's help when I did it. So the day I did it, I like set aside a Sunday. All right, I'm gonna write it this Sunday. I'm gonna like, you know, fast. I'm gonna be in the right mindset. And then I was driving to church, and my ex girlfriend's brother calls me.
That's how it always goes, man.
That's always how it is. He calls me and he's like, hey, on my way to church, I'm like two minutes away from pulling in. He's like, dude, come to my ward. My family hasn't seen you forever. They want to see you. I'm giving a talk. And I thought to myself, yeah, why not? I miss them.
Trap. No, she's in there waiting. Go in there.
She actually left the church. That's why I knew she wouldn't be in there. But
it's good that we're laughing about this. It's important.
Yeah.
It's important.
Yeah.
Apostasy jokes. Plot twist, she's dead.
She's no longer with us. So, I go, I see them. And the whole sacrament meeting is about the restoration. Like on the day, the whole thing, it was one of the most powerful sacrament meetings I've ever been a part of. And so I go home after that, and I say a prayer. I'm like, listen, I don't know. You said to do this. I don't know what you want me to do or how you want me to do this, but I'm going to do it. And then honestly, it just flowed onto the paper, the chorus, everything. And then I went and recorded it.
Yeah, man, that's actually a really cool story. The, I'll be honest. When I went to listen to it, my expectations were very low. They were very low for anything that claimed to be a Mormon rap. That was even the post. It was like, there's a song and it's surprisingly not terrible. Like
that's how you found out about it.
Yeah, because you're not the first one to try a Mormon themed rap, if you will, and neither will you be the last. It's kind of pleasantly surprising to actually enjoy listening to it, or have the lyrics be, you know, thought out enough that it made sense. I don't know. It's kind of fun.
No, I
appreciate that.
The music video of the battle in the playground in Provo, very very engaging as well. Less so than the music, but the music video, I was a big fan of.
Thank you.
So when you were writing the lyrics, now this only speaks to my artistic ineptitude, I suppose.
You're working through like the whole story of the Restoration, but it almost seems to me like you're trying to sort of parlay that into the story of just like how we all struggle in a way. Would that be a correct interpretation? I'm trying to pretend I'm deep, but if not, tell me
so,
I'm not.
Yeah. So the first verse was like, I mean, I tried to actually just like, here's the first Restoration.
Verse, yeah. That seemed very straightforward. Joseph Smith.
It's like, hey, this is, you know, 14, boom, 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 you know, doesn't know where to go. First vision. Okay. Like that was what I was trying to do. And then the second verse was like, okay, like now what? And then it was like, bear your testimony. So, for me, I mean, everybody struggles, you know, everyone struggles. And I hope in that way it was relatable. Like, hey, this can help you in some way. This can help you struggle, get out of that. But for me, it was like really my story of how, you know, I really honestly haven't done anything good in my life until I gained a testimony of the Restoration. And how it blessed my life, if that makes sense.
Sure, it does. I have no snarky follow-up to that. That's too.
How long have you been making music, man? How long have you been doing this?
Since I was 17.
Wow. Would you compare yourself to anybody? Is there anybody that you sort of emulate or try to?
Suge Knight. Suge Knight for days. That's what I see right
here. Yeah. Like, just like the. Just kidding. Just a lot of murderous rappers.
Body count is an inspiration for me.
I'm inspired by a lot of rappers. I wouldn't compare myself to anyone because, I mean, my main goal. So. I didn't set out to make Mormon music or Mormon rap. I set out to make good, clean music that people could like. And because of this, like even James the Mormon was not supposed to be associated with my rap name. I made a blog called James the Mormon because there's a few things that happened, but basically my blog and my Instagram were to one, my blog was to inspire missionaries who thought of, or guys who thought it was too late to go on a mission to go on a mission. Okay. Cause I went out, I got back, I was 25 years old. I went later and it's the greatest thing I've ever done in my life. And like, my first year back from my mission, I met so many guys in my same situation. They're like, yeah, I'm just too old. You know, I'm not worthy, blah, 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 all this stuff. And I was like, listen, I've been there. You can change the atonement, blah, blah, blah. Like you need to go on a mission. Like if you have a desire, you can do it. So I, you know, started that blog. And second off, like my social media, I was James the Mormon because I just wanted to make it like from my mission. I just wanted to never to anyone to not know I wasn't Mormon. I wanted to stand as a witness. And, you know, that's how I chose to do it. So, sure. And then I started rapping, but not like I'm James the Mormon, the rapper, but people, because of all my social media was James the Mormon. They just called me James the Mormon as my rap name. So I just let it stick. And I continued doing it as James the Mormon because I was like, you know what? If somebody that isn't a member likes my music, that could soften their heart. That could, you know, something good might happen from that, just from liking a rap song.
Yeah, and you've been doing some stuff lately that's kind of, haven't you put it out sort of saying two Mormons and an atheist rapping together? Hasn't that been sort of another angle you've been working on lately? Or?
Yeah, so we've made two songs together before. Yeah, to be honest with you, so that was just the very first time. It was just like I have a friend named Amy Knowles and a friend named Atheist. Who's actually an atheist, but he goes by Atheist. And, you know, we all rap and we just did this, a thing for fun and shot a video. And in the song, I just had a line that said, you know, two black Mormons making music with an atheist. So I just.
It's like a modern day two turntables and a microphone. You got to have that for every party. Two black Mormons and an atheist.
Two black Mormons and atheists. You know, you got it. That's how we even it up. But yeah, it's just ironic and just, you know, more of anything is just clickbait. But it happens to be true. You know, we're just making
it's not
music
clickbait.
Together.
It's SEO. It's a different thing. You're doing got great it. SEO.
No, it's all not, Jeff. Right. It's the same thing. It's the exact same thing. Is the goal? I mean, are you trying to put out an album? Is this something that you're taking on a longer play or?
I am putting out an album. It's going to be called PMG. So I'm releasing one single at a time, and then It's just going to go through all the gospel topics in the same presentation as it did the restoration, where it's I want to teach the gospel without preaching the gospel, but having the message be there. And then making
like
a video.
Now that you've said that, you can't do it. I mean, that's once everybody knows our angle, it's pretty much game up. So
got it.
It's the worst.
No, it's good.
That is the worst.
And so presumably PMG, I mean, are you going to follow the lessons that are found in Preach My Gospel, or are you going to follow like the Gospel Principles manual? Because that would give you a 47 track album if you follow Gospel Principles.
To be honest, I'm just going to keep up. So I'm going to keep putting, what I'm going to do is I make a lot of, I'm going to be doing a song and video every week. Long as I can keep this up, which is go ahead.
Do you have several already, or are you doing them like, are you writing, recording, and producing week to week?
So since I released the restoration, there's been like honestly 20 different people who just flooded me with their beats. They're like, use my beats. So I have beats and beats and beats and beats, and I'm just sifting through them. And then I have people that are just like on deck. It's actually really, this is like, I realize how scalable this could be for me. It's very simple, because I have my buddy who does everything BYU football, everything that you see on ESPN, he does it. And I just schedule, you know, some time with him on a weekend, you know, an hour, he edits it. I put everything together. I make the song. It's I can pump these out like that. And the writing process for me, I can write a song in 1 hour. So
that's great, man.
So yeah, I'm just gonna every single week, I'm just gonna release some new content.
So Al, clearly we need to get a beat of some kind. We need some beats, and then James can give us another theme song. I think that needs to be.
We need a This Week in Mormons. We commissioned a rap at some point.
We do have
the Mitt Romney.
I think I listened to that rap. Who did that?
That was a guy. That was a guy on Fiverr. And I was very proud of that.
Did you write the rap?
You gave him some keywords, basically.
Hey,
and he just went with it.
Don't mitigate what I did. I did a lot of work awesome. On that. I paid $5 out of my PayPal account, and then I gave him 10 buzzwords that were Mormon related. This was not easy to do in an evening. And then he produced that sick rhyme for me. It was about Mitt Romney and the new era. I was very proud of it.
I liked it. It wasn't. I was pleasantly surprised. I was like, oh, this isn't that bad.
Thank you. You and three of our listeners had that reaction. The rest of the world hates it. But Jeff and I have a very.
I still use it almost every week to start the show. I just don't care at this point. I just blow it out there.
Yeah, we need.
I'm more than happy to write you guys a song.
What if we flew out to Provo and recorded the music video with you? Can this happen?
All of this can happen.
Jeff.
It's so awesome.
Jeff, I'm there this weekend.
Can I play a villain who like is seen stealing soda from the Sinclair? Something like that. I feel like that encapsulates Provo at its finest. Show me just running down Bulldog with fry sauce streaming from my fingertips.
You have a vision.
You are very descriptive, and I appreciate that. You painted a perfect. I saw you at the Sinclair with Francis.
He really is. He's a wordsmith.
Well, I mean, I don't want to brag, but John Steinbeck was my uncle.
I feel like at some point, I mean, your angle from here is continue to produce this stuff, but you're sort of the John Schmidt, but for the rap genre now. Do you have like any intent or opportunity to go and do like EFYs, or will you make the rounds in the Mormon circuit, or is that something that's not interesting?
So, you know what? It's crazy. Like since just the restoration, like the things that have happened,
Joseph Smith said those same words.
Yeah. honestly, I would love to go to EFY. I would love to do all those things, but I'm not going to go seek them out. If they come and talk to, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not my.
It's
not a burning desire to go to EFY and perform or all this stuff. But if they wanted me to go do something, or they wanted me to come or speak, I would love to do it. Or they want, you know, in any way. But you know, that's not my motive. For me, more than anything, making the videos, making the music, it's just therapeutic. And if some good can come of it, if some missionary work can come of it, and then then it's all worth it.
I like it, man. I like it.
Okay, bear in mind you do have some competition according to KSL this week. There's another missionary who did his own rap song that he started before he left on his mission and finished it when he came back.
I did.
He's getting
that
coverage.
I did.
We need
see
to
that.
Get you out there in the mainstream, James. That's my goal here. Gonna get you there.
If you guys want to push it, I won't stop you.
Jeff knows clickbait/SEO. He's very good.
I am going to publish every single one of your videos on our website.
Because commitment to you, we will overcome.
I assume we gave you the This Week in Mormons bump very hard on restoration, so I just want to keep the bumping going. Bump and
appreciate
bump.
I don't think the kids say that anymore, Jeff.
To keep the bump going? I thought that was what they said. I thought that was the expression.
You know what? I've never heard keep the bump going, but you know what? I know what you mean.
Right? This is a thing. Now three of us can say it. Now if you tell three friends and they'll tell three friends.
Put it in your downstream. If all you need is 10 friends telling their 10 friends and you're a millionaire. That's it. It's easy.
Yes.
Yeah. Please make your follow-up album to PMG.
We need to bump MLM.
MLM needs to be the follow-up. It'll be that'll be the one that wins you the Grammy. It'll be amazing.
That'd be
anyway, right. James, thanks for taking some time to speak with us today. It was good having you on the show.
It was fun. You guys, I actually didn't know what to expect, but you guys are awesome. So anytime you guys want to talk or make music or whatever.
I'm going to get Jeff on an airplane. We will come and at the same basketball hoop in Provo across the street from the Future Temple, we will party hard.
Yes, with chocolate milk.
You think he's kidding, James, but he's not. Al will actually make this happen.
If you guys want to come down, I'll take you to dinner.
Done.
Free meal.
You had me at free dinner. I've flown further for less.
Do you guys like Indian food?
Yes.
If by Indian food you mean Wendy's, absolutely.
Okay.
1,000 times, yes.
I like Indian food. Just fine. Thank you, James.
I don't know if you do or don't, but if you – are you one of those people, Alan, who hasn't tried Indian food?
No. I've tried. I've definitely tried the Indian food. I like Indian food. I love it. But I like Frosties and Junior Bacon Cheeseburgers on the same level as Indian food. Because I'm against any sort of soup in nature. So the curry and that sort of thing. I'm like, this is lying about being a meal. This is just a watery dish, some sort of slog that I put on to my naan. So I eat the naan and drink the mango drink and then muscle through all that curry stuff.
Got it. Well, maybe we can have lunch at Wendy's and you can Bombay House.
Stuff. Oh my gosh!
They treat me like a king there.
A king.
They say it's Jimmy the Mormon.
Just remember that Nephi said it was better that they should not have a king. Remember that, Jimmy.
All right, Jeff.
Don't get too full of yourself.
Anyway, it was really, really great to hang out. Thanks a lot.
Yeah,
absolutely.
James, everybody, this was James Curran, also known as James the Mormon. Follow him on YouTube and follow the evolution of the PMG album. We look forward to seeing that. Hopefully it'll be on Spotify more sooner than later. I'm all over that.
We should be releasing a track on Monday called Endure. So like I said, it's not going to be in order, but.
Send it our way, and I would love to see it. Sounds good.
Done.
All right. Thanks, James. Much appreciated, dude. Take care.
Okay. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Yeah, it's the original Mormon News Podcast.
No, he's more talented than the one we did. That was fun, though. That was, James, hats off to you, sir. That was far more serious and, like, genuine than I expected anything to be going
into this.
It could
have gone either. I was really ready for Mormon rap, do the wicked Mormon rap.
Yeah, and I mean that as a complete compliment. You know, we come on here and mess around all the time and have a laugh. And I totally appreciate that James straight up says, nope, I felt inspired to do this. And it's awesome. And it's my way of sharing the gospel. Good for you, buddy. That was solid.
Keep on making that PMG.
James is now our music director for This Week in Mormon. So if you want to email him, I don't know what his email address is, but he's on Facebook.
Just email him, jimmytherapper.com.
It's jamesthemormon at thisweekinmormons.com. If you do that, you will get a bounce back. But do it anyway.
Leave a comment on This Week in Mormons, addressed to whom it may concern, at Jimmy the Mormon Rapper.
Yeah, it's good. Really good but ideas. What you can do is actually leave a comment on thisweekinmormons.com. That would be excellent. Send us an email at contact@thisweekinmormons.com. Let us know what you thought of this show.
Yeah,
let us know what you're thinking about in the Mormon world. And also, Al, I'm going to give an extra plug for this, even though you like to make fun of me. If you
Pinterest.
If you could take a minute, go on iTunes,
Pinterest. Oh,
write
iTunes.
A review. This will take you a few seconds.
What have we ever done to you? Why don't you leave us a review?
Yeah, it would be really dynamite if you could do that. It's great for the world of podcasts.
For the love of all that is holy, leave the boy a review. He's a good boy.
The fact that it's gotten dark inside your living room as we've recorded and there's nothing other than this glow of this freaky bearded man, you look like Ted Kaczynski just hunkered down in his bunker right now.
That is the nicest thing you've ever said to me, Jeff.
You're welcome.
I am this man.
Also, sign up for our mailing list. Yay.
Yeah, and so, I mean, tweet at us, Insta at us, direct message us on Instagram. That's fine.
It's a new world of Instagram now that they've enabled portrait and landscape mode photos. I don't even...
Bangarang.
Goodbye program that lets me
How
make my photos
How did it take
square.
Us 3 years to get to this spot? I don't know.
They finally realized they were losing market share to random apps that let you make a square image out of a landscape photo.
Yeah. Why to Grandma? I remember you. Anyway. All right. Well, Jeff, it's been delightful. And people, I sincerely hope that that Jeff continues to be a father every week.
I'm off to California after this. I'm going. It's over.
Do it. So. We're yelling
Colin,
timber.
I'm coming for you, buddy. Wedding weekend. We're keeping it real. Al, if you want to come down, you're welcome to.
Happy Labor Day. You know I might.
You should come down. I'll be there till Sunday. It'll be great.
All right, man. Hey, have a great week, Jeff.
Thanks, everybody. All of you also have a wonderful week. And be well and be holy and be happy. And we'll
Don't
talk
do
later.
Any of those things if you're not comfortable with them. I'm a no-pressure sort of
I'm going to keep using that tagline until we get enough hate mail about it.
Be healthy, be wealthy, be wise.
No, I don't like that. Keep it simple, stupid. That's what I like. All right. Peace out, Al. Take care, my friend.
See you, Jeff.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Appreciate you listening. Talk to you later.
Let me tell you about my homie, he was 14. He been searching truth like forever, having more dreams. And he couldn't settle for the basics of the core things. Yeah, my dude just had a feeling, no morphine. Yeah, my boy had concerns like 1,000. He been climbing hope for a minute, no mountain. And they all different that I can't stop counting. Whole town thought he crazy, need counseling. And then dude said, I'm dying enough. Yeah, I'm gonna just do it like Shia LaBeouf. I'm going straight up, baby, to the man that I trust. Cause I know what's real, so I'm going with guts. And my homie just basic, no Einstein. Yeah, he never had a playlist or a timeline. And he just like us, no limelight. Until they both